T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So y'all mentioned the Braves coming home before heading up to Chicago. That's not going to be likely. They have games today, tomorrow.
Okay.
Off day, opening day.
But they had to go through with all their stuff that's down there in Florida.
They ship it somewhere.
Oh, okay.
They got people for that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so yeah, Philly, Chicago, then here. Yeah.
Okay.
So, to more local baseball, you mentioned the Savannah Bananas. They played 3 games over the weekend,
I believe. That's kind of what I mentioned.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. So, Tara was able to go to one. Coach Sammy took his daughters to one of those games, too. I actually went and looked at tickets for these games and quickly shut down that app. Went on to StubHub looking for any random ticket to any Savannah Bananas game over the weekend. $300 is where it started.
What? Wow.
Yes.
$300 to see them?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Now, these are resale, all right, so I don't know what the original list price was.
Yeah. No, secondary market tickets for the Savannah Bananas are nuts.
They pack out every stadium they go to.
I saw that.
The home tickets are on a waiting list. So there was a special guest over the weekend at the Savannah Bananas game, but in honor of your rule of thou shalt not.
I was going to say, didn't we already do this story? What are we doing?
The name that we shall not say, he did have an intro, but I kind of tweaked it a little bit for you.
Georgia. Georgia. Georgia.
Now coming to bat, former Atlanta Brave Gold Glove Award winner.
Not sure if that
from
happened.
Gwinnett County.
All right, so
how about the walk up for Frenchie?
Thou that we name we shall not say did come up to the plate. He did hit the ball. He didn't just strike out. Here's how that went.
They are not trying to catch a foul ball off the bat of Frank Gore, who is hacking away against Brett Helton. Now we'll pop this one in fair play. Bryson Bloomer ranging over towards the pitcher's mound, tips it up to himself, trying for the trick play, and can't come up with it. Francoeur hustling for second and will be gunned down.
Gunned down.
Over at bat number
two. He can't run. He's not even paying attention, it doesn't seem like these days.
Good.
Good.
You know?
That's what you get.
So some of the pretty cool rules, I don't know if y'all have ever read up on Savannah Banana games, but they do the whole game in like 2 hours, but then they have like an after party. So it is like a 3-hour experience, but they have stuff that goes on before. If a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out.
Okay. That is pretty cool.
If you throw 4 balls to a hitter, they get to run, and you have to go all the way around the horn with the baseball. All 9 players have to touch the ball before you can tag them out. They keep running across.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they really don't want walks.
You really don't want walks. Yeah. Just some of the goofy stuff that happens at Savannah Banana Games. So I do highly recommend it. Tara said they had an absolute blast. So did Coach Sammy. If you can afford it, you know, go check one out.
Wow.
So Purdue head coach Matt Painter was asked about Zach Edey after their game versus Utah State. And some Timmy Tube Socks was trying to say that Zach Edey was only a good college basketball player because of his height and his weight. He was just bigger than everybody else. So Matt Painter has a fantastic idea to all those on social media and in the media.
I just think everybody should like take tests on their knowledge of what they're doing. Like, I think all coaches should take a test so they understand refereeing. And I think all referees should take a test so they understand coaching. And I think all journalists should have to take a basketball quiz or a test, or anybody that tweets, they should have to be able to do it. And if they say something so moronic as that, then they should have to have a probationary status where they can't tweet for like 3 months. I think it'll help like society.
Wouldn't this do wonders?
Like just try to knock out the fools, you know, so they don't have to, you know, meet at the local Walmart and say things that don't make any sense.
Damn. Walmart catching
nothing
strays.
Walmart.
Hey, man,
yeah.
let me talk about Walmart like that.
It's a great idea. I love it.
I like that answer.
So what here, if you could filter out the foolishness on
social media? That'd be amazing.
I love that answer.
If we could do that. Now, the question was actually that some former player had tweeted that, and then the reporter asked, hey, what do you make of this?
Which is the worst way to ask a question.
Yeah. Like, it's such a chicken way to ask a question.
It's
like,
not even your own question.
Someone else said this. What do you think? No, what do you think? Are you asking that? Are you asking me if I think that? Because you think that? Like, what are you asking? But no, I think Matt Painter's onto something there. It would be like a driving test.
Yeah.
But for general, like public features, like Twitter or whatever, like anything in life. It would be awesome if people just had to sort of take like a proficiency test in order to be able to do it.
If you're a supporter for any sport, you should have to take a basics test on said sport.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And also like question asking.
You know,
like that would go so far if people just knew how to do that a little bit better.
Are y'all familiar with who Chris McDonald is?
The Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
Chris McDonald played Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore.
Now I know you're talking about. Okay.
He was on 92.3 in Cleveland last week and asked about his favorite roles, to where he said Shooter McGavin was one of them.
I've had some favorite roles. I got to say it's top three. Mm-hmm. And here's a quick intel. I saw Adam about 2 weeks ago, and he says, McDonald, you're going to love this. I said, what? How about that? And he says, he's in the first draft of Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, there you go.
Do you have interest in
this? No.
At least it's a sequel, not a remake.
No.
At least it's a sequel, not a remake. You get the same guys. There's sequels.
What's gonna be funny? So what's gonna be funny about this one?
I don't know.
All right, the dude won the damn Masters with the damn
hockey
stick.
Yeah.
Is he on the senior tour now?
Oh, he might
be. Adam Sandler has to be.
Yeah, he's probably older than 50.
Right?
Yeah, he might be older than 50.
Yeah. But what's this movie about? You have the Saturday Night Live slapstick stuff.
Yeah, Adam Sandler's 57. So, Champions Tour.
I can't possibly imagine. Now they'll make a remake and do a sequel on just about anything these days, but I don't know, man.
I mean,
Happy Gilmore was great.
I probably wouldn't watch it, but I can understand why they would do this.
Stump's no longer with us.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how long ago?
Yeah, Chubbs is dead.
He was deceased in the movie.
Yeah, he fell out of the window.
And
he's really dead. I will say this just about Christopher McDonald. He's done a lot of, like, we used to have a celebrity golf tournament at the radio station I used to work at. Uh-huh. He would come to it because he'll go to stuff like that. He is fun to hang out with. That guy likes to get after it.
Okay.
Oh, I bet. He got a face. That, he got a good actor face.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets into the Shooter McGavin thing, too. Like, he still does the
He gets into
in like real
everything.
Life to people, yeah.
Yeah, he'll do that for you. He'll take pictures and all that, and then he'll drink everything you have and put on a show. It's fun.
So, in an update from a previous story, so, and this goes back hell to last year, so, you know how Shooky International, the jeweler, gave Antonio Brown the finger covers?
Yes.
Gold finger covers.
$1 million.
Took him to court because Antonio Brown never paid him for the gold finger covers.
Okay.
All right, so he won this case, and we talked about this about 2 weeks ago. Won the case for $1 million versus Antonio Brown.
Uh-huh.
Antonio Brown's supposed to write this Shooky International a check. Well, Antonio Brown never paid Shooky.
I believe that. Yeah. I believe that.
The TMZ caught back up with Shooky last week, and now Shooky, all he wants to do, he's begging Antonio Brown, just return the gold fingers.
Yes.
Antonio Brown was contacted about this. He says he has not going to turn the gold fingers back to Shooky.
So, like, what's this guy, his recourse?
What is Shooky?
What are you going to do?
He took him to court and won.
Yes.
He's not getting his money or his gold fingers.
No.
I don't know what you do.
I don't know what you do either. With Shooky, Shooky, quack, quack. You might be out of money. You might be out of luck, though.
Might be.
Yeah, Shooky knows any like gangsters or anything like that. Is that what
that's $1 million. That's the next step.
I'm sure he got a mill.
Antonio Brown definitely has a mill.
I know Antonio got plenty of bread. I'm talking about the jury guy. Like, he might have chalked this one up. Because you take a dude to court, And then he still ain't gonna pay you.
Right. So what else can you do?
What else can you do? Yeah.
So you can't, when you sue somebody in civil court,
you
can't have them arrested or anything?
You garnish their wages or something? But does he have any wages?
I don't think he has any wages.
Doesn't have any wages.
You
garnish.
By law, make them pay? Well, I guess the law already told him yesterday.
What happens if you have a $500 million one and you can't come up with it?
Exactly.
What happens then?
I don't know. You got to pawn your plane and stuff.
Sell the plane? Sell the golf course? What happens then?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.